في الصيانات الدورية لكل موديلات الهيونداي مجانا من 10/8 ل 31/8. ده غير انهم بيستخدموا زيت موبيل.
مركز وهدان يوصي باستخدام زيت موبيل 1. للحجز والاستعلام اتصل على 011-11-440 او 3912-43-76. من يمتلك الخبرة يمتلك الريادة.
Trade Line Stores Apple Premium Reseller Opening Phase 2 on Monday, August the 25th at City Stars Ground Floor featuring DJ Rachel Starr. Register now at TradeLineStores.com to receive your free invitation. That's TradeLineStores.com. Register now.
Gee, I forgot my bathing suit.
Roll the windows down and turn the radio up. It's another Nile FM Summer Jam.
Haha, tricked you. That is a summer jam right there. Dun, da, da,
bum, ba, you're a Goomba.
A Goomba?
Yeah.
Is that like a goober, the relative of a goober?
No, they're those little mushroom things that were in Mario Brothers. Do you remember them?
Those are Goombas?
Yeah. That's what you are.
That's good. That is good trivia right there.
What are the little mushroom things from Super Mario Brothers?
That's good trivia.
Okay, what is the turtle, mean turtle guy called?
King Koopa.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
King Koopa.
What?
Woo-hoo. All right, geek.
All right.
He goes,
that's not a very nice way to greet our caller.
I was really talking to Zach T. Montana, not you.
Right.
I was calling him a geek. You ready to play some Geek of the Week?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here's how it works. 5 random questions, 5 random categories. If you know the answer right away, it's an automatic 2 points. If you don't know the answer, you can ask for multiple choice. If you get it right, you get 1 point, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Here we go. Dramatic music, please. Question number 1. Name the artist in the song these lyrics are from.
I hate this question.
I know. Can't wait to get home. Baby, dial your number. Can you pick up the phone? Because I want to holler. Daydreaming about you all day, in school can't concentrate, want to have your voice in my ear, till Ma comes home and says it's too late. We played it, by the way.
I did?
No, we did. We played this song tonight.
Oh, I must have missed it.
Me too, man. Me and you both.
Yeah.
I was kind of singing it a little bit.
Sure.
Do you want multiple choice?
Yes, please.
Okay. Is it A, Alicia Keys' Teenage Love Affair, B, Maroon 5, This Love, C, Gwen Stefani, Wind It Up, or D, Madonna, Like a Prayer?
Alicia Keys?
Yay!
All right.
1 point.
All right.
Okay, question number 2.
Uh-huh.
Harry Potter.
Yep.
Okay. I wear glasses and pigtails, and a toilet's now my bed. And I do not...
Crying Myrtle.
Yay!
There you go, man.
2 points.
That's 3.
Okay, question number 3. When chatting on the internet, when you type in LOL, what does it stand for?
Laugh out loud.
Very good. 2 points. Question number 4. The file extension JPE stands for what?
Oh. It's a picture file.
It is, actually, yeah. 2 points. You are rocking and rolling, my friend. Okay, question.
Oh, I got that right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Okay.
All right, question number 5. Last question. What does the planet Mars... Why? Why does the planet Mars appear red?
Why does it appear red?
Uh-huh.
Because of all the clouds around it?
Is that your final answer?
Let me think. Yeah.
That's your final answer?
What are the choices?
Okay, he wants multiple choices.
All right, let's get the choices.
Is it A, carbon dioxide, B, it's on fire, C, water, or D, rust?
Carbon dioxide.
No, it's actually rust, but you already said carbon dioxide. But you end up with 7 points, and that's good.
That's a killer score. And I think he said crying myrtle.
Yeah.
I think it's Moaning Myrtle.
It's Moaning Myrtle.
And we're going to take it, which is cool. I'm just clarifying to all the haters on the SMS.
They're
about to be like, it's Moaning Myrtle. It's not Crying Myrtle.
You said Myrtle, so it's close enough.
So you're going to take it. I'm just, you know,
it's
throwing
Myrtle.
Out a disclaimer for all the haters.
No, thank you, because we will get some serious Harry Potter haters on the SMS
board.
Yeah,
we will.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold and get some info from you, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right,
wow,
thanks, man.
That's a good score to start out.
That's a great score to start out with. You know what? I'm going to get out of the studio and let you do your After Dark thing.
Say goodbye to everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.
All right, Zach will be back tomorrow starting at 7 for the Pepsi Hot 7 at 7. Stick around for After Dark. It's coming up next right here on Cairo's number one hit music station.
104.2 Nile FM.
On the Cromwell
Audioslave, Like a Stone, right here in Cairo's number one hit music station. It's time to kick off After Dark.
Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Plenty of things to talk about tonight. Mauro Rocha in the studio. Stick around for our topic. I'm going to dig in the crates for some of the music you'll hear on the show this evening, including this one right here. It's Billy Preston and Sarita with You I'm Born Again right here on Cairo's number one.
Comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born.
I was half, not whole. Instead, with none.
Reaching through this world in need of one.
Come show me your kindness. In your arms, I know I'll find it. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Lying safe with you, I'm born
through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Music station 104.2 Nile FM.
Too much I know.
ill-willed person right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. You're tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron. Since it's Monday, my good friend Marwa Raka in the studio with us. And, of course, throughout the evening, we'll be talking about relationships and offering advice on relationships. If you want to get in touch, 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. After Dark is all about love requests and love dedications. If you want to hear something this evening, make sure you get in touch. 6163-385-0055. Marwa, I sound like a broken record.
I never get tired of listening to you, Aaron.
Well, thank you very
now,
much.
Now I sound like a broken record.
Welcome. How was your weekend?
It was lovely. Well, I've been taking a lot of breaks recently.
Yeah?
Yeah, chilling out, cooling off, slowing down.
That's
sleeping
good.
A lot, yeah.
You know what, though? I think everyone needs to take time out to do those things.
Yeah. Yep.
Or you get burnt out.
Uh-huh. And that's not good.
No, it's not good. It's not good to get burnt out.
Relations burn out, too.
Yes, they do. And that's our topic for tonight, actually. Signs that...
your relationship is ending, struggling, suffering, or not going the right way.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. Now, SMS us on 6163.
I'm so proud of you. You know.
See, I'm getting it eventually.
You hear it enough times, it'll stick.
Yeah.
Bam, right.
But I can't get the phone number yet.
3855055.
Here we go. Now, so, tell us about the signs when you think that the relationship is not going right. How you feel, what you see, what happens. Just let us know.
I'm reading the... I love Nana, she's my life. That's from Mystery SMS or 797. You know, before we read any more of these SMS messages out, we need to tell people how to get a nickname.
Yeah.
I can't tell Nana that you love her and that she's your life if I don't know who you are. And here's how you do it.
Type Nick.
Exactly.
Space.
Yep, N-I-C-K. Leave a space. Type in the nickname you would like to have. Send it off to...
6163.
Yay, Marwa. So proud of you. All right, we're gonna dive right into this topic on the other side, but why don't you throw out your question for our listeners tonight?
All right, question again is, what are the signs that your relationship is suffering, breaking, ending, just not going the right way? Signs that you see inside of you, signs that you see with your partner, just signs that make you feel that this is not right.
Okay. 6163 is the number. On the way, music from Ironic by request. I told you I'm kind of feeling a little Motown nostalgic this evening. Kind of homesick a little bit. So throughout the evening, you're probably going to hear some classic Motown love songs.
And Dusky, my friend, is in love with country music.
Ah, we'll have to get some country on as well. You know how I feel about,
I know.
I love country music. I'll listen to it all day long. Yes, that's surprising.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm a hip-hop girl, but something about country music. Stick around, it's coming up right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Wow, is that a Beyonce track playing through your mobile?
Yeah, I got it from the Superstar line.
The Superstar line?
Yes, the Superstar line from Telemedia. If you call 09000120 from any landline, you can download Beyonce ringtones and actual tracks.
That is really cool. I love Beyonce. How do I get her ringtones and tracks again?
You just call 09000120. It's the Superstar line.
09000120?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it and you could have Beyonce ringtones and tracks.
The Superstar line, brought to you by Telemedia.
شاشات LCD سوني برافيا لدى فروع بيتك والموزعين المعتمدين. سوني برافيا بضمان بيتك. اتصل الآن 19662.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
This one's for all the people sharing love. It's appreciated. It's ironic. Life's crazy, man. People come and go. But when the closest one goes, it's the hardest thing ever. They can wait for a moment, I promise. Please stay.
Monday and I'm just confronting my fears. Oh, it's not really a fear, it's more like a destiny. Sometimes I sit and wonder, is this life really for me? Cause I've seen, heard, felt and done. I hope you're proud of where I've come. You see me grow and help me through and there is no repaying you. I'm here and I feel like I'm delaying you, betraying you. And when I'm gone, I hope there's someone saving you. In this cold world alone, but in this life we're living, who knows when I'll be gone. I don't wanna leave you with what is held in for long. To the world, there's too much to prove, but sometimes I wonder what I really have to lose. And then I really see it's not all about me. I wanna shield you from this harsh mad reality. It's real lyrics. They can wait for a moment, I promise. Sometimes, but you gotta take chances. Life's a game, you gotta risk it. Listen, life's so crazy, but I've lived mine well. I hope you do the same thing and I hope you don't fail. If anybody tries to bring you down, just stay strong. Don't argue the fact that you're right and they're wrong. Listen to my lyrics, that's why I wrote this song. So you can be influenced and just stand there strong. Everybody's human and everybody's equal. So don't listen to nobody, cause everybody's people. Do the right moves and don't get caught up in those mess. Be calm, don't be stressed. Be sure to pass your test. Stand your ground and don't let others put you to the test. Stay with me, cause they can wait for a moment.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Where to look for love, I just don't know how. Oh,
Michael Sin, The Way I Am, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. It's 1021 across Cairo. Thank you so much for joining After Dark tonight. I'm Aaron. In the studio with me, Marva Rakha, and we do have a good topic going on because the other night on the evening session, Marwa, Zach and I got in this big discussion about when to break it off with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what we're talking about, signs that your relationship has issues or is coming to an end.
Exactly.
And we're asking you tonight to SMS us at
6163.
And signs that you've noticed that you're having problems in your relationship. A couple people got in touch already. Let's see. I'm like singing along with the music. I'm in one of those moods. Where is it?
All right, Bunny Bunny. I want to talk to Bunny Bunny.
Okay.
Now she's saying, I don't want to love. I'm afraid I'd like someone, and then I can't understand his signs if he likes me or not. And I'm only 18, but I'm strong, independent, and I've never been in a relationship. All right, Bunny Bunny. Now I want to tell you that age here doesn't matter. When someone likes you back, you would know. You would see it in his eyes. You would feel it in his smile. It's a mutual thing. It's vibes. It's all over. It's in the air. When there's doubt, there's no doubt. So if you're not sure that this person likes you back, then he doesn't like you. But when he does like you, you will just feel it. You will feel that he would come alive when he sees you. You would feel that his voice is like happy and thrilled and excited when he's talking to you. You'd feel that he doesn't want to let go of you. He doesn't have enough of you. He can't spend much time with you. He just wants to be there for as long as he could. And you just feel it.
Or not only feeling it, but the way that things that they do, like that person does for you,
mm-hmm.
or just little, it's the little things. Pay attention to the little things, Bunny Bunny.
Yeah, it's all about the little things. And trust your gut feeling, because if your heart says, I'm not sure, then there is a problem. But you would know.
Because they'll call you all the time. Just mm-hmm. just stuff like that.
Little messages, flowers, surprises.
Tota says, Nona is the love of my life and I'll do whatever it takes to marry her. And then we got another one that says, I love Simo, he is my life. And then...
There's more up there.
Yeah, there is. someone in response to our question, how do you know when your relationship is coming to an end or there's problems? When mutual respect and trust disappears, so I think love vanished.
That is a very important point. That is very true.
When you don't have respect for the other person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dusky, my friend. We're just talking about... I've seen Dusky, like, past week, like, 4 or 5 times. And every time we talk about relationships and stuff, and we agree that respect, trust, and honesty are the basis of any true relationship. So when respect and trust go away, then something is wrong.
Need to say what's up to Awesome Possum. Hello, thanks for joining the program tonight. Mazni says, you have this feeling where everything feels crappy and weird.
Yeah.
It does kind of feel weird. Just like the mystery SMS or 914 says, feelings of unease, discomfort, disinterest in physical relationship or even company, blaming, being edgy. But the main thing is energy. You feel that the relationship is draining you from positive energy and filling you with bitterness. Isn't that from your book?
Well, it reminded well of my book, hence he had to say, A Poison Tree Starts to Grow.
Yeah, your book.
Yeah.
A Poison Tree Planted and Grown in Egypt, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's like 200 and something pages about those exact feelings.
Gotcha. Need to say what's up to Wael, also to Mohsin. And Wael Kamel says, I love my wife. I love you, Nuna.
Aww.
Get in touch if there's a song you want to hear tonight. 6163 on the SMS 3855055. Need to remind you, though, the show is all about love songs or, you know, not in love songs. The theme is just love. Keep that in mind when you send in a request.
We have a nice one. When he starts to take you for granted.
That's true.
That is so true. That is so true. Very true.
Let's see.
Reef is saying, I think the greatest sign that things ain't working out in a relationship is feeling distant from your partner.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're getting more I love you messages. Mystery SMS 017 says, I love Anobi. She is the sweetest, sexiest girlfriend ever.
Aww.
Aww. All these nice messages coming in. Tamir says, I love, how do you say this name? I don't want to mess it up at the top.
This one?
Uh-huh.
Nargis.
Nargis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nargis, that's a flower. That's like a narcissus or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so There you go. Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS 3855055. I know, I don't know, we're, since we're talking about signs that you can tell your relationship is having some problems, I know you probably brought materials so we can talk about this.
Yeah.
Or did you get an email about it or something?
Yeah, I got a lot of emails recently, and it's from girls and from guys, whereby in the email, all the signs that this relationship is not going well are there. But for some reason, whoever is sending me the email is asking me for help. And it's not help to end the relationship. It's not help to fix the relationship. It's advice.
Right.
And they miss on all the signs. So I'm going to share with you some of the little signs that I got on those emails.
Okay.
So, for example, if you feel that your partner is not going to answer your call, that's a bad sign.
Right.
You know, when you're dialing the number and you just get this desperate feeling that you're not going to get an answer. Or you send an SMS and you know up front you're not going to get a reply. Or you're expecting to go out and you know that it's going to be canceled.
Right.
Or you just feel that. And don't ignore that feeling. So this is like little signs. Or, for example, when you cannot have a plan on Thursday because on Monday you're not sure if he's still going to be there on Thursday.
Gotcha.
So you're not sure if that person is still going to be in your life.
The uncertainty.
Uncertainty, exactly. And then there is another thing, that lots of breakups. So we're together, and then a month later we broke up, and then we're back, and then we broke up, and then we're back, and then we broke up. That's too much. That means that you're so different. That means that someone is not comfortable or sure. And then there's the other thing, you know, when you have those very nasty feelings that this person doesn't care, when you can have an accident on the road,
right,
and you call them and they're not going to be there.
Ugh.
Or, yeah, exactly, because you know and you just avoid it. I was talking to this girl and she said, I had an accident when I was coming back from Marina last week. And said, are you okay? And so on. And then she said, yeah, I called a friend. And I said, so why didn't you call your boyfriend? And she was like, I know he wasn't going to come.
Well, that's a problem. Definitely.
And I wasn't sure why he's still a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, this is like the thing here.
If someone loves you, they'll bend over backwards for you.
Exactly. Effort. And this is something that is very important in relationship. And who said here about being taken for granted? It was... Where was it? I lost it.
I know, I lost it too. I'm looking for it.
Well, we got just a message you're saying that when your partner starts to take you for granted, and that is very bad because this is when the effort stops. So they stop like reading your little poems on Facebook. They stop calling you on the phone, the little SMSs, all the little surprising stuff that you were talking about, the little signs that they love you. When they stop, then something is not right.
Well, get in touch, 6163. What are some signs in a relationship that there's a problem?
Mm-hmm.
Things that you've noticed, 6163 at 555-055. Did have a request from R Zombie. Says, I think carelessness is one of the signs in a relationship, and he wants to dedicate Driven Under from Seether to his girlfriend. So here it is on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Something
next. Nile FM.
Trade Line Stores. Apple Premium Reseller. Opening Phase 2 on Monday, August the 25th. At City Star's ground floor, featuring DJ Rachel Starr. Register now at TradeLineStores.com to receive your free invitation. That's TradeLineStores.com. Register now.
أيها الرجال، إن حرارة الجو قد بلغت 60 درجة مئوية. لازم نحتل البيت اللي على النص يا ده، لأن عندهم تكييف. سامسونج.
تخيل لأول مرة في مصر سامسونج بتقدم تكييف وبتكنولوجيا فائقة UTR Plus. تخيل إن تكييفك السامسونج هيشتغل بمنتهى الكفاءة حتى في 60 درجة مئوية.
أيها القائد، معك شلحف.
سامسونج، حلول منزلية متكاملة لحياة أسهل. سامسونج بضمان منصور.
Take a musical journey around the world with the Putumayo World Music Hour on Nile FM. It's your chance to experience the many musical flavors from around the world.
Next on the Putumayo World Music Hour,
we'll hear some of the exciting voices that are helping to introduce Latin music to mainstream audiences.
So make sure you join Dan Storpa and Rosalie Howard for the world-renowned Putumayo World Music Hour on Fridays between 5 and 6 p.m. exclusively on Nile FM.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. We'll be right back.
Gap Band, outstanding right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron. It's 10:42 across Cairo. I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight in the studio since it's Monday. Marwa Raka, I want to welcome her to the program as well. And we're talking about signs that you have seen or felt that kind of says, okay, relationship might be on the rocks, or, you know, there's something going on. And that's kind of what we're talking about. If you want to chime in on the conversation, 6163 on the SMS, give us a call, 3-8-5-5-0-5-5. Now, I need to remind you, too, that if we're talking on the radio, we're not going to answer the phone. Because all throughout the program, I'm watching the phone ring, and I'm like, we can't answer it because we're talking on the radio. So just keep that in mind. As soon as we shut up, then dial.
You can call us.
Yeah, 3-8-5-5-0-5-5. Then, right. You know, you'll get in touch.
Now, here's a very interesting message. All right, Kareem says he's losing his wife because women are chasing him. He loses control. He gets so many clear messages and offers from women who are even 15 years younger than he is. He's 45 and he's not that handsome, and he doesn't see what they like in him. And he says, help me, I swear I'm telling the truth. All right, Kareem, let's just be honest about the situation here. Like, you know, with girls, and they can't find the right man, and it takes them time and getting married, and there is some sort of despair going around, so to speak. So you will keep getting offers, and maybe they like your charisma, maybe they like your character, maybe just the fact that you're married, because
there are some women who are attracted to that.
Yeah, because men, married men, they're an easy target. Very easy target, because you know that they must be unfulfilled one way or the other. She just has to find which way. You know that they are bored.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know that they're bored if they're... Is this coming from the heart? Like, this is your personal opinion?
No, this is okay. Like the book opinion.
Okay, I'm about to correct you because you know what? Not everybody is unhappy in their marriage.
It's not unhappiness. Well, here's the thing. Those girls who fish for married guys, they say that, okay, he's been there forever. He might need a change. He is unhappy somewhere. So let me try to find that area. If the guy is happy and fulfilled, as you're saying, he will just shut the girl away.
Right.
Just tell her, go away, I'm not interested. But if he does have a loophole somewhere, he's just going to keep her. Then she knows he has potential.
It makes me sick to my stomach,
sick.
In all honesty, because you know what? First of all, if you're married, you shouldn't be putting yourself into a position, and no offense, Kareem, to even be getting offers from women 15 years younger. I want to know where these women are meeting you at, first of all.
It could be at work. I see this a lot.
If it's at work, okay, I'll make an exception. But if you're out clubbing and stuff and your wife is at home, I have a problem with that.
That's a cultural difference.
Apparently so, because you know what? I'm gonna throw it out there. I don't care. If I'm married and my husband is getting offers from women, there's a problem. You know what I mean? What you need to then think about, okay, what am I doing that's making him not want to be at home with me or not wanting to go out with me? That's what I would be asking myself, you know what I mean, as a married woman. What am I doing to make him not want to be with me?
Yeah, well, most of the time, the scenario goes, the woman is at home because the kids are studying, or because the kids are sick, or because the kids have something.
Right.
And then the man stays with the woman, and then he goes out to play with the guys.
Okay, that's fine.
And that's where they meet the girls. So, back to Kareem.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm looking at Aaron's face now.
I'm like, please clarify this for me. This is definitely a cultural difference.
It is a cultural difference, but I understand where Kareem is coming from. And Kareem, those girls who are coming after you, they see in you some sort of frustration or lack of fulfillment or lack of satisfaction with your current wife. And that is why they are fishing. They just want a husband, and they will promise you the moon if that's what it's going to take to get you to get married to them, or to go out with them, or to hang out with them. And some of them, because there are also financial issues, it's not just social problems, there are economic issues tied to that. Sometimes they just want someone to pay for their stuff, buy them gifts, get them food, whatever it takes. And Kareem, I'm just going to say that you need to close that door. You need to be with your wife more and more, because if you're going to lose her, you're not going to find somebody else like her. those girls are there for a reason. And if she hunted you from a married home, then I think there's something wrong with the code of ethics and the moral standards here.
That's basically what I'm thinking too. It's one of those things where I'm sorry if you know what, and ladies, in all honesty, you should be ashamed of yourself for even going there.
Yeah. But it's a fact of life.
It is a fact
of life. We have some of those people. Let's just tell Kareem to stay away from
it. It happens everywhere. It's not just here that's a problem. I can honestly say it probably happens more so often in the States than anywhere, just because...
It's easier.
It is easier because it's not necessarily frowned upon in my culture, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Back to the signs that your relationship is falling apart.
I'm kind of irritated.
I know. But I think Kareem understood where we're going with this. All right, so insomnia. Hello, insomnia. And he gave us 5 signs. Now, the first sign is when your partner can't look you in the eyes. That is a very good sign. Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Number 2, takes care of himself more than usual. Yes.
I said that before. New cologne, new clothes you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm. All right. Talk and have fun with everyone but you. Now, this is a sign that I personally spot in the very early beginnings. Like, why aren't you talking? Why are you just sitting there? 4, doesn't share the thrill of the past. And this is a very interesting point. Because when a relationship is moving forward, you talk and you communicate and you usually share a lot of stuff from the past.
Right.
Previous relations, embarrassing situations, what have you. 5, don't do something that you're used to do together. When you stop doing something that you're used to do. And that is very true. It's like breaking a habit.
Oh, yeah.
That is very true. Reef is saying he thinks... Okay, we said Reef's before. The distance from the partner.
Mm-hmm.
We said that taking you for granted. Okay. If you always talk to him on the phone, but you got in a problem with his friends, but you still like him, how can you know that he likes you, Mima? What do you think of that one?
You know what? Phone conversations are phone conversations, in my opinion. My question would be, have you ever gone anywhere with, like, to have coffee or... You know what I mean? Has he invited you to the park or something like that? I need elaboration on that one.
Yeah.
I need you to elaborate on that.
Yeah.
Because
Mema, tell us more about your relationship with him.
Yeah.
About the friends. Now, we have 2 ways to go here.
Yeah.
If he is very, very, very attached to his friends, then their opinion will matter. So they are like your stepmom for the time being.
It's the same thing with women. If our friends don't like the person we're with, then yeah.
Well, most of the time it's like, okay, you don't like him, but I like him, so you have to be nice to him because he's with me. That's how it usually goes in
the
woman's world.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, but with guys...